Today, I would like to talk about a pitfall in the spiritual life that if we're not on our guard, it's very easy for us to fall into, and that is called lukewarmness. So what is lukewarmness? It is a sort of spiritual stagnation where a person is sort of drained of their moral energy, their will to pray, their will to pray well, at least. There's a saying in the spiritual life, when we enter religion as religious or clerics, they tell us to everyone, they say, in the spiritual life, those who don't move forward are going to necessarily go back. It's like a swimmer in a river against a strong current. That swimmer's got to move forward. He's got to swim constantly. And if he stops for even a moment, the current will pull him back with it. And it's the same in the spiritual life. There is no motionlessness. There is no, I'm right here with my relationship with God. I'm not going any closer, but I'm not getting farther away. I'm going to stay where I am. It's not possible. We're either moving forward or we're going backwards. And we might say that this swimmer in the river, that river might be made up of the world, the flesh, and the devil, continuously, all the time, trying to pull us down, trying to pull us away from God. So this lukewarmness into which people fall can be caused by a lot of different things, but mostly it's by indifference or laziness in our spiritual exercises. See, that swimmer's got to fight continuously. He's got to fight the current. We have to fight the world, the flesh, and the devil with spiritual weapons. And what are those spiritual weapons? Prayer, mortification, the frequent reception of the sacraments. Now, you've heard this, if you're a cradle Catholic, you've heard this your entire life. You have to pray, you have to frequent the sacraments, and you have to practice some form of mortification, right? We've heard this a million times. Because it's true. It does help us. Prayer does help us. The sacraments do help us. Mortification does help strengthen our will. But it only does these things, besides, of course, the sacraments, they work through their own power. They only do these things insofar as that when we do it with some vigor, some ardor, some will, some heart. What do I mean by that? I mean that when we pray, when we receive a sacrament, when we offer up some sacrifice or mortification, it's in our will and our mind, I'm doing this to save my soul. I'm doing this to expiate some past fault. I want to draw closer to God, and therefore I'm going to pray. I'm not doing it just because everyone else is doing it or because this is the routine that I follow. I'm doing it out of a mechanical motion. No. We do it because we know it's necessary for us. Because in a certain way, that's what lukewarmness is. It is, we get to the point where we don't really feel like praying. We're not in the mood to pray. But we know that mood and feeling has nothing to do with our relationship with God, or in fact, our relationship with anybody else or anything we do. We might wake up in the morning, Monday through Friday, and really not feel like going to work or feel like getting out of bed. We're not in the mood to get out of bed. But we know that we have to do these things, even if we don't feel like it. Well, prayer in the spiritual life is the same exact thing. We're going to have times where we don't feel like praying. In fact, we might feel a certain even disgust at the idea of praying. It seems really, really difficult for us. But we can't give in to those emotions. We can't let our spiritual life be ruled by emotions. It has to be ruled by our will. We look at people, even on a purely natural level, they know that in order to live any sort of decent, even natural life, they've got to give up a lot, they've got to sacrifice, they've got to fight laziness, they've got to stay on top of things. They have to discipline themselves. It would be sort of like in a spiritual life, we might use example of two armies engaged in a great battle. And let's just imagine that the army on this side is ready for action, they're ready to go, they want to win, they want to attain the victory. And the army on this hand is nothing but lukewarm soldiers. So what happens when this army charges the lukewarm ranks? The commanding officer goes, "General, we're being charged by the enemy forces. Should we defend ourselves?" And the general is so in such lukewarmness, he goes, "Well, how do the men feel about it?" "Well, they don't really feel like fighting today. Well, I guess we could just give up." "Well, this force is going to get slaughtered, right? Because they're not in the mood to fight." But we know that when it comes to a battle and soldiers on the battlefield, it's not about moods and feelings. It's fight and live or give up and die, and it's the same thing in the spiritual life. We are in a fight every single day, aren't we? For our eternal salvation, every single day. It's a daily struggle. It's a daily grind, you might say. And this fight is won only by courageous souls. Why is it only won by courageous souls? Because we know that nothing ever great or worthwhile was achieved by someone who was lazy or cowardly. So we know that we can't be ruled by our emotions when we pray. We can't base our spiritual life off that. But I would also tell you that dryness in prayer is not lukewarmness necessarily. So lukewarmness is the sapping of our will to pray and do those things necessary for our salvation. Dryness in prayer is praying and feeling nothing, and that's totally normal. It happens to every single person. Every single person that's ever striven after perfection or even prayed a little bit will know that there's times when the prayer feels good. It feels, they could say, oh, I felt God's presence or whatever it is. They felt excellent when they prayed. And there's going to be times when you don't feel so excellent when you pray. St. Therese of Lisieux battled this very dryness in prayer, this aridity, her entire life in the cloister of Lisieux. When she was growing up, God gave her really spectacular graces. Every time she prayed, she received some form of consolation. Prayer was very enjoyable for her. She loved to pray. It was almost like her recreation. And all of a sudden, she joins the Carmelites, and you think her prayer is now going to be, she's going to be wrapped up in ecstasy, but the exact opposite thing happens. All the consolation that was part of her prayer is taken away immediately by God, and she's cast into this great aridity. And she wrote about this in her autobiography, and she found a way to combat it. And, obviously she knew in her mind it wasn't how she felt, it was that she willed to love God and serve him. But she says, quote, when I feel this nothing, I offer him this nothing. So she offered that up as a sacrifice, this feeling of aridity during prayer, and she made that like a holocaust she offered to God. And I'm sure he was very pleased with that. We read in sacred scripture, I know thy works. Thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou were cold or hot, but because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will begin to vomit thee out of my mouth. So the Holy Ghost is using very strong language. He's going to vomit this person out of his mouth. Why is the language so strong? Why is it so, there's so much disgust? The reason is unlike a fervent person who maybe falls into grievous sin every once in a while through a moment of passion or a moment of weakness, or even a very obstinate sinner who sins all the time and doesn't care. Both this fervent man and this obstinate sinner, they both know that they're in the wrong when they've sinned. They know it. They say, I've offended God grievously. I need to, at least the fervent man goes, I need to get myself right with God. I need to win back his friendship and his grace. The obstinate sinner says, I know this is evil, but I don't care. I'm going to do it anyways. The lukewarm is in the middle, but he's in a very bad place. Why is that? Because, and this is of course an example of extreme lukewarmness. It would take a lot of not praying to get to this point, I believe, or a lot of it would be an extreme case, but it would be the truth. The lukewarm, extreme lukewarm, they're so dead in their conscience to sin, they don't even know. They think that a venial sin is mortal. Oh, it's just a venial sin. No, it's a mortal sin. But they've so deadened their conscience, they've so twisted reality, that they are not even aware of the fact that they're at enmity with God. They're not even aware of that fact. As opposed to that fervent man who committed that sin, he knows. And even the obstinate sinner who refuses to return, he still knows his condition. He knows that him and God are not friends in that moment. He doesn't have sanctifying grace in his soul. But the lukewarm person thinks he does. That's why it's so dangerous. So let us, my dear faithful, keep on our toes, so to speak, spiritually, especially in the summer. Let us be on our guard, lest we slide into that tepidity, that sort of stagnation in our spiritual life. When we do our spiritual exercises, whether we feel it or not, let us strive to do them with great attention and great devotion. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.